Hey guys, happy Sunday and welcome back to the Brandon Mason Show, the live radio, full audio. You don't need the video. This is live here on the broadcast. We're going to break down today with episode two, talking about Mike Tyson. What happened with Mike Tyson? What happened with the passenger? Why did he start throwing blows? We're going to dial right in. I think it's crazy, but I think I understand why this is happening. So Mike Tyson, as you know, is a world famous boxer, world famous fighter. He is on an airplane. I believe it was JetBlue. Now, the first question the world has to ask, I know the first question I'm going to ask is, why is Mike Tyson flying in regular seating on an airplane? Now, I'm not saying you can't be humble. I'm not saying a celebrity can't be humble and say, look, I'm going to fly regular. I'm going to fly coach. I'm going to fly, you know, with other passengers. I don't think that's a problem. I think that's a good thing. But I do understand that the whole entire world, unless you're hiding in a hole or under a rock, you probably know Mike Tyson. I mean, if you're 10 years older or maybe high school age and older, you probably know Mike Tyson. If you play video games as a kid, you probably know Mike Tyson. So, you know, not only is he a boxer, he's in movies. He's got a tattoo on his face, right? Mike Tyson is well known for fighting. So this man being on an airplane, flying in regular seating amongst a passenger like this, one who's drunk, you know, not a violent passenger, but someone who's, you know, probably shouldn't be flying on airplane anyway, especially after drinking. You know, it's mind-boggling because the guy probably is bothering him, sees someone who's famous, had too much to drink. He's asking for autographs. You know, he's doing the typical nitpicking. You know, he's probably also excited to see someone like Mike Tyson on his airplane. Like, why are you sitting in front of me on an airplane flying JetBlue from California to Florida when you could fly anywhere you want? You could fly a private, you know, private jet. You could fly at least in first class. You know, that's my assumption. But I can tell you the man was definitely getting under Mike Tyson's skin. It wasn't just, hey, let me get an autograph. You know, thank you. Let me go on my way. It was more like, hey, let me get an autograph. And then it was, you know, you're flying with me all the way to Florida from California. You're talking a 5-6 hour flight. I mean, from San Francisco to Florida, you're going to deal with this man the whole way there. So regardless of what the conversation was, it's going to start to lead into more interesting conversation, because what other kind of conversation can you have with a guy like Mike Tyson? The only thing you could talk about with Mike Tyson is, oh man, it's good to see you. Yeah, I saw your fights. You know, you're the greatest ever. You know, I saw your movie. Oh my God, it's amazing. You know, you're looking at a man who's got a tattoo on his face. And you probably look up to him as a fighter. You look up to him as someone who's in the media world. But you also go, this guy's crazy. You know, a lot of people think Mike Tyson's just absolutely nuts. And he's got that soft voice, so that'll throw you off track, right? You hear this, you know, this guy talking this soft voice, you're going, what the hell's going on here? And so I'm sure that this guy, drunk or not, probably wants to talk to Mike Tyson. He's got more to say. And Mike's probably not trying to do that right now. The most important thing on Mike's mind right now was why, first off, he's got a long flight. Anybody flying from San Francisco to Florida is going to go, shit, man, no one wants to take that flight anyway. It's long, it's tiring, and you're sitting in coach. I mean, especially when you're a celebrity, you're a world-class celebrity, you're flying in coach all the way to Florida, the last thing you want to hear is some guy pestering you behind your seat. Now, I'm told, and the media's told, and going viral conversation is being mentioned, that this gentleman was intoxicated, asked for autographs, and then also later threw a water bottle at Mike Tyson. Now, I don't know what's going through your mind, whether you're drunk or not drunk. Throwing a water bottle at Mike Tyson probably will not lead to a healthy, comfortable conversation in flight. Throwing a water bottle at Mike Tyson is probably going to lead to you leaving the airplane with medical support. I mean, that's the only way this is going to happen. And so a lot of the passengers are probably thinking, what the hell is wrong with this guy? And you hear people on, you know, on the clip saying, Mike. And I get it. I get it. You don't want to see Mike Tyson get up and beat the brakes off this guy. But if Mike lets this go, let's just say Mike lets this go and does nothing. This man thinks it's cool. And he has his video surfacing around the web. People are recording this. You see it on TMZ. See a lot of places. You got a guy with his camera phone, you know, on his iPhone saying, look at this guy getting under Mike's skin, talking junk to Mike Tyson, and Mike didn't do anything. Now, as a bigger person, as a celebrity, you're probably not supposed to do anything. But I got to tell you, it made for a much better video with Mike Tyson reaching in the back, you know, the seat behind him and start throwing blows. Say, look, man, leave me the hell alone. Let me take my flight. Let me get to Florida. Let me enjoy my trip. And I don't want to deal with you. Get your autograph and then sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight. And I don't think that's what happened, right? So at the end of the day, Mike Tyson overstepped by trading blows with this guy, or not, I guess there was no trading. It was more like him just directing blows. But I don't think Mike Tyson has it in him to reach up and hit the bell and say, hey, excuse me, you know, flight attendant, I need some help here with this guy behind me in aisle 14, you know, whatever the hell aisle he is, right? I need help in aisle 14. This guy's bothering me. That's not going to happen from Mike Tyson. And I got to tell you, I don't think this guy will forget this video. I don't think this guy's going to bother anybody else on any other flight. So, however it happened, it worked out for the better. Let's just see what happens to Mike Tyson. Will Mike Tyson be up on charges? Will he, you know, be in trouble? Will this guy file, you know, any kind of assault charges? Now, the world knows, you see the video, the guy's bothering him. Again, doesn't mean you can get up and start throwing blows. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think Mike Tyson knows what's going to happen. But I got to tell you, if you're tuning in right now and you're watching this to the end, thank you, because this is a new show. You can follow me on all social media, also on YouTube. It's building. It's expanding quickly. The Brandon Mason Show. This on radio, okay, it'll be everywhere, Spotify, Apple Play, all these locations. You will see all this, but this is only our second episode featuring Mike Tyson. Be sure to watch our first episode on LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers and why they're failing. I got a lot more coming to you. I'm glad you tuned in. I appreciate you. You're going to hear a lot from us as we expand this studio and this live radio channel. Thank you for tuning in.